That's the important stuff. Hey, we're Riverside. Anyway, all right. Oh, thank you for the likes. We appreciate it. Okay, so update on our lives. Do you want happy or do you want sad first? Any preference? Happy, sad?
They don't give a shit.
Nope, you go. Happy! Okay.
Okay. I joined a new team at our company. And
now just yours. That's part of the sad.
No, it's just mine. You got a hint. And then I'm telling you, my brain's dead. Okay. I'm closing my eyes so I can think. That helps. Okay, so.
Man.
July 5th, I joined a new team. Somebody on my team noticed me and started watching me and noticed my energy, noticed my bright eyes. And then
just how August amazing 2nd, you are.
I am amazing. And August 2nd, he reached out to me and was like, hey. And we just started chatting one-on-one. And then August 5th, he told me he liked me. And this last weekend, I met him in person because I live in Utah and he lives in North Carolina.
You guys are just adorable together, by the way.
We are. It's so easy being with him, talking with him physically. It's amazing. So it's great. And today he texted me and basically said he's looking at details about moving it out to Utah.
Really?
She didn't know this.
I didn't know that!
Yes. So he is contemplating moving out here sooner than later. So I'll get to go on dates with my man and not virtual dates or dates that are start off with a 5-hour flight. So it's awesome. And he's hot, guys. He's about 6 foot, 6'1", almost 6'2". Ooh. I am 5'2", so it's nice. He can rest his chin on my head, and it's fantastic. So, yeah, things are going real well.
For her.
For me.
Am I a nervous breakdown? Absolutely. You have to go. See ya. Thank you. Yeah, you stayed for the happy part. I get it. You just like Rachel. That's fine.
Understandable.
Totally fine. Oh, well, thank you for the likes. We appreciate it. Anyway, yeah, she's going to be getting married soon.
Ivan, if you hear this, that's what we're expecting.
By the way, do you appreciate the fact that my daughter painted this and painted the butt crack?
Did she do that?
Yes.
It's brown for the poop. I love it. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
You'll try to be back in 30. I don't know if we'll still be here, but if we are, probably not. But thank you. We'll repost this though, so you can see it later. Okay. Let's start with today. Today I got news that Dustin's second job that was paying really well, he just got let go of. It's a contract job. They can technically do that. Someone else also didn't do all the paperwork right.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
So they're not rehiring him. They're not fixing it.
Nope.
He's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
As of tomorrow. Right? Right. Okay.
Ooh, I'll post yes, we will get a picture of him. Ooh, actually, hold on.
Hold on. Wait a minute. All right. Well, we're waiting for her. Oh, my God. Look how cute they are. They're adorable.
We're so cute.
Like, freaking. I mean, she's Rapunzel. We still haven't figured out exactly who he is. I was thinking about it. What?
He's the lizard. The gecko. Her loyal friend.
Chameleon.
Her chameleon.
Pascal.
No, he's not that.
No.
He's a human.
Yes. maybe. Alien? I don't know. Oh my God. I was thinking about it. The guy from, because I was just reading about it. There's another fan fiction. Anyway, I like those princess books that are played off Disney, but they're not actually Disney. Tatiana's. Man. Plays the jazz.
Oh, no. He plays a trumpet. He is a musician, but he's not that much of a flippant, arrogant,
smartass. Okay, so the trumpet's there, but the other ones are like your exes. Arrogant, like your exes.
I'm not sure they were super arrogant. One was a man child.
Okay.
So he would fit there where he thought he was amazing. He thought he was an amazing musician, thought he was great. Okay, so yeah, he was arrogant. Yeah, Murderface was arrogant.
Okay. That was your ex then.
So that was okay. Tatiana's. Her name's not Tatiana. It's Tiana.
Is it Tiana?
Tiana's man, yeah.
Why do that I keep calling... I always call her Tatiana.
That's Shakespeare, honey.
Okay, that's why. I was just reading Shakespeare with him.
Nice.
Shakespeare with him.
For his Midsummer Night Dream. That's what Tatiana's from.
Gotcha. See?
I think she's the Queen of the Forest, but I can't remember because I haven't watched it in so long. Anywho, but no, he's definitely not him. If he's like anyone, he might be like...
Flynn Rider?
He might be like Flynn or like Prince Eric.
I do like Eric.
Yes, because he's actually a responsible... respectful, good man with strong values.
Good, likes dogs.
Morality, so he's not Flynn.
Okay. Okay, he might be Eric. We're still trying to figure this one out. Anyway, you know what? We just started that thing. So if you want me to decide on which Disney princess you are, totally will do it. Because that's the thing now. I'm obviously Jasmine. Why? Why am I Jasmine? I know why. Why do you think?
Which one's Jasmine?
Jasmine. Aladdin?
Aladdin?
Yes.
I don't know. Kitties.
Well, kitties. Jasmine herself.
You like showing your tummy.
Oh my God. Yeah, kinda. Because I've always wanted a... Anyway.
Spoiled princess. You want to escape the walls. Am I close? You wear purple. Does she wear purple?
No.
Okay.
It's blue. She's fierce. She doesn't care that she doesn't really want a man. She didn't really want a man. She was happy being herself. She wanted to be Sultan, but her dad was so insistent on the fact that she needed a man, big old strong man, to protect her. And she valued everyone. It didn't matter if you were from the marketplace. She would give you her clothes off her back. She's very courageous. She's very loyal. She's very strong-witted, and she puts her mind to something, and she doesn't give up until it happens. I mean, she got her dad to change the law for her. That she can marry. Doesn't have to marry a prince.
Was that in the first one?
Uh-huh.
You guys, I'm very well versed in Disney movies.
Yeah, she is. Yes.
As you can tell.
She gets her dad to change the law so that she doesn't have to marry a prince. That's why she's able to marry Aladdin at the end when they find out he's not actually a prince.
Yeah, all right. But, I mean, Jafar was trying to marry her, too. I have a crush on Jafar. He's adorable. I like sickly-looking men. Apparently.
I guess that says something for Ivan.
He's not sickly-looking. He looks good.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Okay, so we talked about it, but we haven't talked about it. Yep, I got fired. You want to know why I got fired?
Oh.
I'll show you guys. But not right now. I won't show you right now, but I will. I'll put it in here. Stupid, ironic,
yes.
Ignorant.
Preposterous. Juvenile. Petty.
Mean Girls.
Moronic. Yeah. So many other words.
Okay.
Thank you.
I had went through 5 managers. Mm-hmm. 5 in 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden, my manager's team group was just vanished, gone. Okay? No one to talk to. Completely just gone. All right? All right. So, with it being completely gone, I had nowhere to go. Didn't know where to go. And I'm already frustrated because my computer has had the blue screen of death since Monday, and today's Thursday at this time. Was it Friday? Was it Friday?
No, it's only Thursday.
No, was it Friday?
When you got fired?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Friday. It's Friday. So it's been a whole 5 days. Am I going to complain that they're paying me just to sit on my butt? Well, kind of, because I can't get my shit done. And then I can't make commissions, and then I can't blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I write in the main group chat because I don't have a manager at this point. I don't have a manager group. I don't know who to contact. So who do I contact instead? I contact anyone that I can think of that has some sort of hierarchy power. I'm not going to name names, but you get it. And they don't know where I go. So I posted it in the main sales group chat. And was I a little spicy? A little, but nothing.
Not bad. It was not saying this company sucks. It was saying, I'm a little concerned and I don't have a manager. What am I supposed to do?
Yep. It was just like she said. And I said,
however, not everyone was that polite on the thread. A few people jumped on and were like, yeah, this company sucks. It's terrible. Things are not good here. I think that's why you got fired more than your comment, which is stupid.
There you go. But apparently that's why I got fired. They said my comment was inappropriate and talked bad about management. I didn't have a manager. The thing is she wrote me like right away and she was like, so you need to write that stuff to your manager. And I'm like, did you not read my post? Because my post says I don't have a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, let me find who you're supposed to talk to. Turns out it's her. I have no idea who this woman is. She just started 2 weeks ago. Has she mentioned herself to me? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Should she have? Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we're all pulled into a Zoom meeting. Anyone who, I don't know actually how they picked and choose, because some people that commented on there were chosen. Some people that just liked the post were chosen. Some people really? Were not chosen at all.
Because I liked the post.
Oh, so you, and you weren't tagged in.
I wasn't fired.
And you weren't tagged in it.
No. Oh, that's why.
What?
Because I wasn't tagged.
No, but I mean, they went in and started tagging people to come into the Zoom.
It was so dumb.
It was like 5 of us that they just decided to pick on. And like one girl's like, I didn't even post anything. I just liked it. Don't know why I'm in here. And then right after that, I got fired. No, it was the next day. I'm sorry. Yes, I posted this on Thursday and then Friday I got fired.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's the timeline.
Yep. That's the timeline here. Friday I come in and all of a sudden I get a text from this random girl and she's like, so I just got fired. I'm like, huh? And apparently she actually talked to HR about her boss being inappropriate, sexually inappropriate to her.
Stop it.
And the next day they fired her.
She got fired because her boss was sexually inappropriate with her. Ah!
Drop you. Actually, she said she got fired because they claim that on QA, back in July, she failed.
Oh no, she did something that they do to everyone. They fail everyone, so they don't have to pay us. If we don't get
80 or 85.
Yeah, then they fail us. Then we don't have to pay.
Don't have to pay us.
Yeah, they don't pay commissions because that's ethical.
Oh, by the way, they started a whole, ethical and...
No, something for, community spirit.
There you go.
Yay work. We love it here.
You know, if you have to do that, you know that's a sign to run.
That's what it's called, the culture.
Run. Anyway, yeah. She reported her manager and then next day gets fired.
If I get a different, I like my manager, but if I get a different one that I don't fully trust, I'm going to start recording any interaction I have with them. So I have a record. That's it. But although I want to quit soon. And I'm also on the verge of being fired because I'm really not pulling my weight. I don't care about work.
But don't you have a junior manager right now?
We do. Holy crap. So my manager has been actually quite sick, was out yesterday. And one of my coworkers volunteered to help. You know, hey, if you need help. And so my manager said, yes, that would be great. Thank you. She should not have any authority anytime. Apparently, she was helpful to the manager, so that's great. But half of the employees were like, I want to quit today. I've lost respect for my manager for letting her do this. She micromanages. She's bossy. She's condescending. She doesn't...
Perfect for the manager role.
Well, at this company, they think so. That's how they treat us. Well, not my one. But, the upper management, that's how they treat us. So... Yay.
Okay, so that happened. And one of my other coworkers who was getting ready to quit anyway, already had a job lined up, whatever.
Oh, he sassed so hard.
He went to every single post. He sent out emails. By the way, did you ever get that email from him?
No, it was blocked.
Uh-uh. Did you try to get it? And
no, I just never got one.
Oh, they blocked it. Interesting. Yeah, he went on every single Slack channel and posted why I got fired. I had recordings, I had pictures. He posted everything and just blasted it everywhere and was like, see, yeah, she got fired over this. This is bullshit. And then they had to call him to fire him because they couldn't fire him on a Zoom meeting because they deactivated his Slack.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They were so quick to just get rid of him, they had to call him.
Yep.
Because he was posting all that.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. Plenty of people saw it, though.
Well, if you didn't, you were in the dark at that point because it was on everything.
It was. It was kind of awesome.
I was like, way to go, Jacob. I didn't ask him to. He just started friggin' doing it. And I'm like... I'm like, are you sure you don't want your holiday pay? Because, yeah, of course, let's fire people right before Labor Day because that's what we do.
They do.
Yep. So, yeah. I'm currently out for unemployment. I think I'm going to work on podcast stuff for a while, but we'll see because now Dustin doesn't have a second job. Yay. Woo. Right before we go to Disney. Honestly, if I didn't already have Disney pretty much paid for besides souvenirs, I probably wouldn't go.
I told her that if she doesn't have a good time and she doesn't
relax,
enjoy it, that she's wasting her money. So really the frugal thing to do is to enjoy herself.
She's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. But thankfully, that wasn't our only income. That would really suck if both of those were our only income. Dustin does still have his main job. And they also said that they are going to be pay raising everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
It's a little.
But it's something.
Mm-hmm. So at least we have that to fall back on.
Yeah. You're not destitute.
Exactly. So, and we might have to change his taxes again. We were having the max taken out of mine and his.
So you might have to do a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst thing in the world.
No. And I had to get rid of my cleaner.
That is the worst thing in the world.
It really is. I love my cleaner.
Yes.
So now I have to put time aside in my day and I have to be the cleaner. I don't want to do that, but I will.
Did you guys want another picture? Okay, this is him tonight.
Oh, I?
He's going out to sing karaoke. He loves singing.
Oh my God. You should get it on film.
Well, he's going to come here. We're going to find somewhere to do karaoke.
Do we have karaoke bars?
We must. Look right now.
I don't freaking know. I can get a kid's karaoke machine. Do it in my backyard. Why the fuck not? Ah, so there's our update. Did I miss anything?
I have another asset now. A fresh one. Did you guys want to know about that? It's right up in the crack. It's really annoying.
Fuck yes.
Do you want to get it?
Yes.
She's going to pop it for me.
That's going to happen.
It'll have to be the pin thing because I'm pretty sure it's technically a boil.
Okay.
We're not going to videotape it for you guys, though. You don't get to see this.
Sorry.
No,
it's
Rachel,
private.
But...
Shh. All right. I think you're up to speed.
Yeah.
You went. You had a good time.
Such a good time.
You started crying, though, because you thought that maybe you didn't deserve this.
It's true. I did that instead of orgasming. Because that happens sometimes. I get emotional instead. I get emotional when things are going well. And when I say emotional, I mean overwhelmed and panic attack. Because, oh shit, things are good in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens to me too sometimes.
Yay, trauma.
Hooray. All right. Well, cool. Actually, I think we got enough for a whole episode. Huh. All right. Hey, well, we will catch you guys after Disney. I am going to have a good time. I'm not going to worry about money.
No.
On my trip. I'm just going to have a good time. And I'm going to get a freaking droid. That's happening.
What?
You can build your own droid.
Well, hot damn, do that.
Mm-hmm. Not going there to the last freaking day, though. Oh, shit. And I need to call Delta and figure out why the fuck they keep changing our goddamn flights and if they're going to keep the same. I really would like, actually, when we come back, to be later. They moved it to, like, 1 or something now. I'd like for that to be later so that we can, like, spend the day enjoying the day. And, you know, I also thought that, you know, planning a trip in September was going to be cooler, but nope, we're here in Utah and it's still like 97 freaking degrees. Normally, sometimes we have snow by now.
It's true.
People say the global warming doesn't exist. I say, okay, go look outside. Let me guess what's next. The world is flat.
It is.
And birds aren't real.
Okay, no, birds are real.
Nope.
Dolphins are aliens.
Whales are going to eat us all.
Oh my gosh. Whales are just evil. They're just evil bastards.
Okay. Why?
Because they look innocent and they're big.
Okay.
Do I need more reason?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yes, I do. I need more reason.
Nope. That is all the reason we need.
Okay. That's all we're getting. Cool. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Yes, I know I have viewers. Yes, I do need to end.
One or two.